Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Spirit, dwell in me, touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, grace, and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my linen bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Oh, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Let my heart be one with thee. When I'm worried, soothe my mind, and let me sweet contentment find. May I run this wicked race, filled by your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Holy Spirit, rescue me, set my soul completely free. I'll be beside Jordan, make my bed, and in God's bosom I lay my head. Let me live in a brand new place, see my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, rescue me. Holy Spirit, rescue me. I set my soul completely free. Beside Jordan, make my bed, and in God's bosom I lay my head. Let me live in a brand new place and see my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, rescue me. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, your grace and power. I stay beside me every hour. I'll be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. And Holy Spirit, comfort me. Let my heart be one with thee. When I'm worried, soothe my mind. Let me sweet contentment find. May I run this wicked race, fulfilled by your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Amen. Again, I want to say good afternoon to you. This is Pastor Mike Petey with the Golgotha Church of Christ. And it's 7 o'clock this evening, and we are having our evening worship. And I'm just excited about what God does and what he has done. We're just so thankful to God that he has taken us on the dangerous roads and carried us to the one Iowa so that we can funeralize our brother, my older brother, Arthur Owsley Sr. And so we were able to get that done. It's still an emotional, touching, warm moment and time, and will be for a while, for not myself, just myself, but also for the family. But we're thanking you for your prayers. You know, whatever you've done, if you called, if you text, if you just sent up timber, if you just said a kind word, hit me up on Facebook or something of that nature. I just appreciate that. For the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we're just so thankful to that. We're going to sing a few more songs, and then we will get into our invocation. If you have any prayer requests, just go on and type them in, or you can call on our Blog Talk Radio line, and we'll be able to take them from you early, 619-924-0767. Again, 619-924-0767. At the completion of the message, we will be able to talk with you and be able to share with you accordingly. Let's sing a couple more songs. Wonderful Words of Life. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of the beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Christ, the blessed one gives to all. Wonderful words of life. Sinners to the loving call. Wonderful words of life. All so freely given. Bring us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all. Wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, the wonderful words of life. Amen. Amen. Let's see here. Jesus is coming soon. Yes. So sometimes I hear feeling in hearts with this freedom we all have, dear. Now is at stake, and humbling your heart to God. Seek from the chastening rod. Seek the way to Rome's tread. Christians awake. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night. Excuse me. Morning or night, or noon, many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead souls, righteous need in the skies of golden, where no one dies, heaven will bow. Trouble will soon be over, hot say forevermore. When we meet on that shore, free from our care. Rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye. And when we then shall fly, glory to share. When Jesus is coming soon, morning or night, or noon, men will meet the doom. Trumpets will sound. Where the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the sky, and glory where no one dies, ever abides. My Jesus is coming soon, morning and night, and you will meet the doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the sky, and glory where no one dies, heaven will bound. Amen. Trials are dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eyes, and we'll follow till we die. For we will understand it better by and by, swinging by and by. When the morning comes, you know that all the saints of my God are gathering home, and we will tell the story how the winners come, and we will understand it better by and by. That we are often destitute, I see, all the things that life demands, want a shelter and a food, thirsty hills and barren lands. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by, singing by and by. When the morning comes, you know the saints of my God are gathering home, and we will tell the story how the river come, and we will understand it better by and by. Temptations, here to snares, often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed, for we silence the word of deed, and we wonder why the test, or when we try to do our best. But we'll understand it better by and by. I'm singing by and by. When the morning comes, you know that all the saints of my God are gathering a home, and we will tell a story how it comes, and we will understand it better by and by. Amen. Amen. Sister Fanny, I see you there. That's one of your favorite songs, huh? Singing refreshes the spirit. You're absolutely right. It can have a universal language. It can change your mood, or it can lift you up. One more song, and then we will go have our invocation. Again, if you want to text them in on the Facebook Live, a call, and you would like to have them done on Blog Talk, we will do that as well. Prodigal Son. Haven't sang this in a while. I love this song. I've sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I've done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. And I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I have done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, and I'm on my way back home. And I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. It's so wonderful to have a Savior who will forgive us for all of our sins. It's so good to know He will forgive us all over and over again. To sin, you know it's human, and to forgive is so divine. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I have done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, prodigal son that I bought, prodigal at home. And I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. When I wish astray from you, Jesus, I thought I was having fun. But you allowed me to come to myself, and now I am on the run. Just make me a one of your servants. I am not worthy to be your child. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I have done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son. I'm on my way back home. And I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus, and try me one more time. You know I have sinned against you, Lord. I'll admit that I've done wrong. Well, I'm just like the prodigal son, brother, son, and I'm on my way back home. And I'm down on my bended knee, begging you to save this soul of mine. So please forgive me, Jesus. And try me one more time. Amen. Amen. Julian, I see you, Doc. Get it, Uncle. Thank you. Thank you, cuz. Thank you. Nephew, appreciate you, man. So proud of you. And like I said, I live the more on you. The baton has been passed now. So it's up to you guys to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And know that I'm here. We'll be making more frequent visits to not only take care of my mother, check on my sisters, and check on you guys as well. So, but you know how to reach me. Hit on Facebook Live or call me. And I'm still waiting on my shirt. I ain't forgotten my shirt. But again, this is the son of my, one of the sons of my brother, Arthur Melvin Owsley Sr. I called him Butch. That was the nickname Mom gave him. And he passed away. 72 years he would be in July. But we're so glad to that God has allowed us to spend time with this great man. Touched a lot of people, has done a lot of things. And he will be missed. He will be missed. I will miss the times when I could just call him and just razz him. and just to joke and even ask about some serious stuff, and we talk about history or different things of that nature. But God only gave his tools for borrowed time, and I'm so thankful that I had a chance to spend time with my brother. Thankful for the lineage that we have, thankful for our mother, Great Carmel Owsley, who passed away in 1985. So we're just so thankful even on this day, and we're just praying for the family, asking you to continue to pray for our family as they go through tender moments and make it through times just like these. But my brother had a big lineage, he had a big litter, and has a lot of males. And so those brothers, it's time for them to step up. And from what I could see, I was very impressed with that. So praying for you, praying with you, and so glad to have you with us. Let me sing one more for my heart calling on. Pass me not, oh, gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, and while on earth thou art calling, singing now, do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? Thank you, Shania Stinley. And why on earth is thou art calling, singing now, do not pass me by. Let me at that throne of mercy find a sweet relief, and kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, bless this service, Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And why on earth is thou art calling, singing now, do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while on earth is thou art calling, singing now, do not pass me by. See, thou, the spring of my comfort, you mean more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? And I'm calling you, Savior. said, Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? Why on earth thou art calling, singing my dear, do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, bless me, Savior. Come on, come on. Why don't you hear my humble cry? And why on earth that thou art calling, singing now, do not pass me by, and I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, blessed Savior, why don't you hear my humble cry? And while all others thou art calling, singing now, do not pass me by. Amen. Let us prepare our minds for the invocation. Bow with me at this time. Merciful Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you today thanking you for who you are and for what you do in our lives. We love you, Father. We're so thankful that you are the great I am. The great I am. That means you always was, you always will be, and you will be forevermore. So, Father, we just thank you for just allowing us a nanosecond of time in your spirit of life, that you allow us to be able to understand some things about what our purpose is that you have for us. And for that, I just want to say thank you. Again, I thank you for my family, praying wholeheartedly for my sisters, Lois and Phyllis, asking you to touch them in a very powerful way. Be with my cousin Art Jr. Be with my nephew, my cousin Julian. Be with my cousin LaShelle. Artie, even Monty, who wasn't able to make the service. Praying for my mother, praying for all those lives that was touched, and just so thankful just for the outpour of love. Ask you to be with the family. Ask you to strengthen them in ways you know they so readily stand in need of. Also thankful for traveling grace there and back and for you making the trip possible. Thank you especially for my wife, who also had a major hand in making the trip possible. Father, I'm coming to you in regards to my wife at this time, for she is requesting prayers for strength, for courage, and for confidence to share your word. She wants to be able to share just throughout. She's asking for prayers for herself to stay and draw closer to you, God. A prayer that we all should be mimicking and rehearsing and asking every day of our lives, just because you're an awesome God and beside you there is no other. Praying for Estelle Foley today, ask you to be with her, strengthen her in ways that you know she so readily stands in need of. Praying also for Shania Stimley, as she's a blesser and keeper, the way she stands in need of. Praying for the newlywed, Julian, and his wife, as she to be with them and bless them in ways they stand in need of. It's good to see my childhood friend, Roger Day. Praying for him and his family. Always good to be in the presence of my good friend, Arthur Rabine, and my cousin, Marcy. We're thankful for their support. I ask you to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. It's good to see my neighbors from 1344, Greg and Wilbert Jr. Leverett and Mother Leverett. Good to see her as well. And my heart just overjoyed. Great time to spend with my cousin Daryl and his wife Joey and the newlyweds again, and bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Father God, we're just praying for Chicago, praying for this world, praying for different things that seem to be dysfunctional, but we know that you have an ultimate plan. And when you begin to work your plan, Satan can't do anything but just acknowledge your plan. So we thank you even on this day. Ask you to strengthen us and bless us in ways you know we so readily stand in need of. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. As we prepare for the communion, heart of his, far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, for where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Amen. We find in Acts 27 that it was upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. Acts 27. We find that Apostle Paul picked up the pen and continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning in verse 23, saying, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same manner in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' After the same manner, he also took the cup. After he had supped, said, 'This cup is the New Testament of my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many were sick and weakly among you, and many did sleep.'" Let's give thanks for the bread and the wine. Father God, thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, and this cup, which is your shedded blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You may now take of the bread and of the wine. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Amen. When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear him. And when the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Now, if my heart is right when he calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear him. And if my heart is right when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Now if my robe is white when he calls me, if my robe is white, I will hear him. And if my robe is white when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Amen. Do you have a copy of God's worship, God's manuscript, God's word, the scripture? I call it worship because the words are worthy. And in order for one to worship, you must be worthy. And so we're going to lift words from Psalms 134. And if I had to give a title for this lesson, it would be Render a Blessing in Order to Receive a Blessing from the Lord. Render a blessing in order to receive a blessing from the Lord. Again, The text today, a short text, just three verses, Psalms 134. And I'll be reading from the Holy Standard Christian Study Bible, and you read from your translation. And let's allow God's word to nourish us, to encourage us, and to lift us up, to strengthen us, that we'll be better, and learning to know him and grow with him and lean towards him, even in our points of despair. The Bible says, now praise the Lord. I could just shout right there. Don't miss your shout today. When now, that worship time, now is the time to praise. But what happens if I'm not feeling well? Now is the time to praise. What happens if I'm sick? Now is the time to praise. What happens if there's death in my family? Now is the time to praise. When I'm on my sick bed, I'm on the way out of death. Now is the time to praise. There is never a time when now is not the right time to praise the Lord. When you truly understand who God is and what God has done for you, then you will put down your pity party, you will put down your excuses, you will wipe away all those salty tears, and you will lift up tears of joy and holy hands because we serve a God that deserves praise. And the word praise really means to eulogize. The word eulogy, it doesn't mean to speak down about. The word eulogy means to speak favorably about what it is you're talking about. Many times we go to a funeral service as I just recently did, and the dignitary or the preacher, pastor, whoever's in charge, will eulogize the body in the casket. Speak well of what has happened over life. Well, we serve a God that's alive, not dead. We serve a God that's present and not absent. We serve a God that's always there, that's never truant. We serve a God whose time belongs to him, and he's always on time, even when you don't understand what his timing is. We need to understand that it is always the right time. That's like the mailman. Rain, sleet, snow, or fall. Good times, bad times. When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're sad and you're mad, stomp your feet. It's now the time to praise the Lord. If you ever get in the spirit and in the mindset of now is the appropriate time for God to receive praise, it will take you from where you were carnally and elevate you on the elevator of love, escalate you spiritually, because you can only connect with God through spirit. John 4:24, for God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you must be spiritual in order to serve a spiritual God. But now, that's timing. It's accessible timing. When does God want it? He wants it right now. Not waiting. You don't want to be second to nothing. God wants it now. Now, praise the Lord. And when I say the Lord, I'm not just saying big guy in the sky. I'm not just saying some divine being. I'm talking about Jesus, Mary's baby, who comes down through 32 generations or 72 generations, whether you're connecting to Adam or you're connecting to Abraham in the book of Luke or the book of Matthew. And the very Lord literally means, Adonai means that that is your master. Oh, if I have a master, that makes me a slave to the master. But sometimes, oh man, we out of slavery. They signed the proclamation of the emancipation of proclamation. That's for physical slavery. But when you become a child of God, when you become a member of the highest society that has ever been, when you become a family member of the Lord, you allow yourself and be open to receive instructions from the Lord. Slavery ain't bad when you're resting or you're following the right master. And God is the best master that could ever be because God is love. And someone that truly loves you, although sometimes chastisement is in place, difficulties may come up. When someone who truly loves you will put up with you and not work to hurt you. God wants your betterment. He wants you to live the abundant life. Why not serve a God that loves you and pushes you towards progress rather than serve Satan, who don't love you and wants to devour you, wants to literally sift you as wheat? So now praise the Lord. Now, between now, praise and Lord, there is a definite article there, meaning the Lord. So you got to know who you're serving. Jesus is the only one. So now praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. So in order for you to praise God, God wants to have praise from those that serve him. Oh, you mean I have to be a servant? I have to be humble? Yes. Yes. And yes again. Because it's God who wants the praise. When does he want it? He wants it right now. How does he want it? He's going to tell you in the second verse. But he tells us when he wants it. And where he wants it. Let's keep reading. Now praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord who stand in the Lord's house. That was the temple at that time. The worship center of that time. And now we worship God in spirit and in truth. So we are the temple, the greatest temple that you must glorify God in. Many people think it is a building. And the worship center or the worship gathering place should be taken care of better than you take care of your home. Because God gives you better. And you should serve God with better. However, you are the vessel that God wants glorification through. Not stained glass, not wooden pews, not comfy chairs, not windows, not air conditioning, but even I, those that serve the Lord, give praise to the Lord. When? At the acceptable time, which is always now. Look at it. Now praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand in the Lord's house. When? At night. It's not just a one-hour service. It's not a microwave service. I got something else to do. in me right now, my wife says, and knows I'm crazy about the Golden State Warriors and they're playing right now, but my worship to God is more important. I can take that. I want God, I need God right now. It's time to praise the Lord. He's been too good to me for me not to give him his praise. So even at night, and that don't mean it has to be dark out, because it can be bright as all get out. Sun can be beaming. But yet it'll be dark in your life. So those moments when you're having difficulty, moments when you're agitated, moments when your anxiety is picked up, right? Maybe your health ain't feeling well, right? Moments when you feel depressed. Moments when you feel suppressed. Moments when you don't feel like you've been included. I've had that, I can raise my hand. Even recently, I felt this way. But when I understand this text and praise God, I don't have to worry about whether man accepts me or man allows me in. I don't have to worry about being able to present, because all I have to do is give God his praise. And God will always give me an opportunity to share with someone. I'm so thankful that you tuned in today. Because it says, now praise the Lord. Are you servants of the Lord? Are you a servant of the Lord? Then now is the time to praise him. They will stand in the Lord's house at night. Now look at verse 2. When at night, hello, they will serve the Lord. Where? In the Lord's house. In the temple. And where do you want to go right now? We're always late, but don't be late to praise God. Woo! Don't be late to praise the Lord. Look at verse 2. Lift up your hands in the holy place. God wants to see movement. He wants to show that you're alive. He wants you to see action. And notice, hands are given for gripping. Hands are given for receiving, right? And so as you lift up your hands, your palms are faced to the Lord, and they're open so that God can receive. He is saying, lift up your fist. So it's tight. Lift up your hands. God wants to put something with you. Lifting of hands is how we're able to praise the Lord. God wants to show action. He wants to show movement. He wants to show that you're alive to a dead world, to a dead world of zombies who are moving around. He wants to show alive servants to those that don't understand. Lift up your hands in the holy place and do what? Praise the Lord. See, he said it the first time, now praise the Lord, and then you lift up your holy hands and praise the Lord. So every movement, whatever breath I take, whatever move I make, God wants praise. Thank you, Jesus. You're more deserving. And then verse 3, as we close this out. May the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Where? From Zion. So, those of you who ring their blessing, how do I ring their blessing? Now, I praise the Lord, I speak well of my master, I humble myself, right? I make sure I make it to the Lord's house. I even do it at night. And I lift up holy hands. So every move I'm able to make, I give God praise. But it says, may the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Zion was another word for Jerusalem in the Bible. Mount Zion was one of seven mountains there in Jerusalem. And many times that we go up on a hill. And if we understand Jerusalem in the Old Testament, we know that that was the place that God was going to give a name. He was going to begin his work. He told the apostles, stay in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was a special place. The church began in Jerusalem. Amen, somebody. But you want God to bless you. I want to leave with this because the word makarios, blessing, with the object of blessing being you and I, from the holy city, Zion, Jerusalem. We understand that even today, God allows us to be in different locations. The Lord can bless us. Because he is the maker of heaven and earth. All scientists, all study of science, all astrology, like the Chaldeans, the Big Dipper and stars and moon, sun, all that was made by God. In Genesis 1, we see that. Love you too, Daniel. Good to see you, my brother. Thank you so much. To my sister Jody, I said hello. But may the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, bless you in Zion. Let me ask you something. The Lord blesses us. You know, so you need to know who you get your blessing from. And many times, I found myself doing it, I'm correcting myself. Because if you become a creature of habit, you become a repetition of habit. You will hear somebody sneeze. And you'll say, bless you. But you don't admit all awareness. But you forgot to say, God bless you. Because it's God who does the blessing. Because we know that one of these days I want to talk to you about that. The power of a sneeze can wipe you out. But when God blesses you, he allows your body to instantaneously recover and keep on keeping on. Amen, somebody. I know what I'm talking about. We serve a God that's better to us than we've ever been to ourselves. And we treat him less when we need to be treating him more. If God treated us in the same manner we treat him, we'd be a lost people. But we serve a God that is an agape-loving God, love to the highest degree, meaning he's God who loves us in spite of, and was willing to go on Golgotha Hill and die on that old rugged cross we sang about earlier for you and I. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to receive a blessing. Amen. Somebody raise your hand if you're ready to receive a blessing. But you're always ready to receive, but when are you ready to render a blessing to the Lord? Your life should be a life lived, a testimony given. Someone that God can brag about. When's the last time you talked to God? And then when's the last time you listened to the Lord? If you're here today, you need just a little more praise. You need to feel weak. You need a little more power. You haven't been the servant that you need to be. You didn't know who you were serving, and then you know you need to serve the Lord, but you've really been giving service to Satan. You haven't lifted up holy hands. You have not been to the church house. You have not been in fellowship. You don't have the right relationship with God. You feel like you're all alone. But if somebody moved, it wasn't the Lord. He's still there with open arms waiting on you to come back. But may the Lord bless you, even on this day. How do I come to God? I'm so glad you asked that question. For there's so many people that do not know how to come to God. And there's people that's been turned away by denominationalists into their way of doing it. But I'm going to give you scripture, book, chapter, and verse, so you can read it for yourself. And if you follow the manuscript, the same effects will happen for you. In order to be a child of God, you must hear God's word. Romans 10:17, so then faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Right? Hearing. We must hear God's word. It must cause you to believe his word. As we read the scripture, you heard it today. Do you believe it? Hebrews 11:6, for without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is and that God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Must cause you to repent, turn to God, change your mind. Luke 13:3-5, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. If you can understand what perishable goods smell like, look like, after they've been past their expiration point of decay in your refrigerator outside, then you'll understand from a spiritual nature how God views you. If you don't turn to him, then you must confess the sweetest name to ever roll off a mortal's tongue. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 10:32, he that confesses me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But he that denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. You're going to need an attorney, and the only one that's going to be able to get you clemency is Jesus Christ. And then you must be baptized in the watery grave of baptism. You cannot be poured upon, you cannot be christened, you cannot have water thrown at you, right? You cannot be dry cleaned. You must be immersed, dipped, covered up in the watery grave of baptism so that you may rise to a new creature in Christ Jesus. I always like to quote Acts 2:38, repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, for you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises unto you and to your children, and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto himself. If you want to listen to Peter, listen to Paul. Romans 6:3-4, know ye not that so many of us have been baptized into Christ's death. Therefore we are what? Buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ is raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we all should walk in the newness of life. And if you won't hear Peter and you won't hear Paul, please hear Jesus. Mark 16:15-16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. If you're here today, if you just need a little more encouragement, you need to just need prayer, type in your prayer request or call in on our blog talk line, 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. It'll light up and I'll give you an opportunity to speak. And let's talk about what's going on with you. You just need prayer. Let's talk about it. If you want to type it in, we can do it that way as well on Facebook Live. But know that God wants to save you. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Any way you bless me, Lord, you know that I'll be satisfied. I'm singing anyway. Anyway, you bless me, Lord. You know I'll be satisfied anyway. Anyway, you bless me, Lord. You know I'll be satisfied anyway. Anyway, you bless me, Lord. You know I'll be satisfied anyway. Anyway, you bless me, Lord. You know that I'll be satisfied. Amen. Do something for somebody that they can't repent. You pray, get in Jesus Christ's name, crucified. I love you. We'll see you again this Thursday. We'll be on at 7 o'clock for our Bible class on this Thursday. Tune in with us at same bad time. Thank you so very much. Have a great evening. Love you in the name of the Lord. God bless you.